Our baseball insider, Andy Carbone, joins us. And the Sox are on to Baltimore for a four-game series in Baltimore starting on Monday, Memorial Day. But, Andy, the bullpen continues to struggle for the Red Sox, correct?
Well, certainly the bullpen was exposed over the weekend in Toronto, Bill. Red Sox had an 8-4 lead on Saturday going into the eighth inning. And next thing you know, they lost the game 10-9, giving up four runs in the eighth. And then Kimbrough gave up a run in the bottom of the ninth after Ortiz. Well, he gave two runs at the bottom of the ninth after Ortiz put the Sox ahead in the top of the ninth with a home run. The struggles between Tommy Lane and then Uehara. And, of course, Kimbrough. It was obviously Tozawa in the mix as well. They've been kind of touch and go lately, and that kind of really exposes the team, considering that the starting pitching has not been as reliable as you might like for more than maybe once or twice out of a five-man rotation.
Is Rodriguez is coming back to the rotation?
Eduardo Rodriguez is coming back to the rotation tomorrow night in Baltimore. Obviously, Clay Buchholz did get put into the bullpen. He picked up the win yesterday in relief with a scoreless inning of relief in the 10th inning of yesterday's extra inning affair. So, so he's the man right now, Rodriguez replacing Buchholz. So we'll see how that all plays out down the road. But definitely going to need another starting pitcher probably for this team down the road. Maybe Rodriguez will be it. If not, definitely another arm in the bullpen come trade deadline.
Gotcha. Well, let's just jump to the trade deadline for a moment, Andy. There are some names out there and around Major League Baseball. What are the names that you're hearing that might involve the Red Sox?
Well, believe it or not, some of the things I'm hearing right now is that the Red Sox could be looking at an outfielder, believe it or not, considering the way they've been mashing the ball all over the place this year. In fact, they're going to look to score more runs, but left field could be a situation that could be upgraded for the Sox. A couple names are being linked to at the moment. Ryan Braun, outfielder from the Brewers, as well as Carlos Gonzalez, outfielder from the Colorado Rockies. Obviously, the Red Sox may not think that they can go the distance with a Blake Swihart, Chris Young, Brad Holt combination in left field. So they look to potentially upgrade there. So it'll be interesting to see if the Sox get in on that. But, not only an outfielder could be an upgrade, again, I still think it's a strong need for a starting pitcher and or a relief pitcher.
Yeah. The Xander Bogaerts continues to hit as well.
22-game hit streak. We kind of forgot all about Jackie Bradley Jr. with his streak now. Now we turn our attentions to Xander, and he's been on fire as well. So it's fun to watch this team hit. They have guys in the leaders in the average category in the American League, and they're putting up runs left and right. So definitely games aren't boring, that's for sure. Just can we hold the opposition down?
Finally, Andy, the Nationals have a pitcher that could possibly be 10-0 very soon?
Steven Strasburg, the right-hander for the Nationals. He could become the first starting pitcher in Nationals/Expos franchise history to start a season at 10-0. He's 9-0 at the moment. He will start this week, so that'll be interesting to see if he can pick it up. He was supposed to be a free agent at the end of the year, but the Nationals did the right thing and locked him up to a long-term extension about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So he is off the free agent market going forward. But he's definitely the best pitcher in the National League right now.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us, either with the Red Sox or around Major League Baseball?
Well, one other note, we talk about a potential trade acquisition for the Sox come the trade deadline. I mean, we mentioned some hitters, but another play that we want to maybe look at is somebody that the Red Sox let go at the end of last year, Rich Hill, left-handed starting pitcher with the Athletics this year. He's 7-3 this year with an ERA just over 2. He signed a pretty basic contract with Oakland. I mean, a lot of people kind of look both ways after he signed a $6 million contract after just appearing, winning 3 games, 2-1 last year. I think he made 4 or 5 starts down the stretch for the Sox, and he hooked up with Billy Beane to get that $6 million contract. But I think everyone would like to see Rich Hill in the rotation right now for the Red Sox. They probably should have tried to keep him in-house.
Yeah, sounds interesting. All right, Andy, good talking with you, and we'll talk again next week.
It sounds like a plan, Bill.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider, here on MSONewsSports.com.